We're joined now by Ron Fauché. Let's start with this one, Ron Fauché. How significant is it that we have a female-dominated electorate in Louisiana?
Well, it is significant because often in partisan elections, in particular, that when a Democrat is running against a Republican in a partisan race, like a presidential race or a governor's race or a Senate race, oftentimes women and men vote differently. Men tend to be more Republican, and women tend to be more Democratic.
But in Louisiana, we have evolved from a blue state to a solidly red state in statewide elections.
That's right. And, that really happened basically in the last 20 years when essentially two things happened in the state. Number one, South Louisiana, sort of the Cajun country, Cajun triangle, moved from being a sort of an eclectic political mix where voters were voting for Democrats and Republicans, voting for people like Edwin Edwards and John Brough, to now that area of the state is very conservative and is voting as a traditional Republican bastion. And on top of that has been the growth of St. Tammany Parish, which now has a significant number of voters, and it's one of the most Republican parishes in the state.
Some may be surprised that when it comes to registration, Louisiana still has far more Democrats, 1.3 million, than Republicans, 900,000. African Americans are now a majority in the Democratic Party, but based on just sheer tonnage, the Democrats should be doing better than they are. How can you explain the fact that Democrats have 400,000 more voters than Republicans but are losing statewide election after statewide election?
Well, you know, that's really an interesting point there, because as Louisiana has become more Republican, in fact, it's gotten to the point where it's very difficult for a Democrat to win statewide. John Bel Edwards was able to do it the last governor's election under some unusual circumstances, but generally speaking, it's gotten really hard. What Louisiana has is other southern states have this as well, we still have a considerable number of voters who registered as Democrats, but they actually vote Republican.
John Bel Edwards, he was an aberration, but can he, for example, have a realistic chance at re-election when you look at the landscape as we see it right now?
Well, it's certainly possible. He won the election by a pretty substantial margin. His popularity ratings, his job ratings have generally been pretty good. I know the Republicans will come at him with everything they have, and based on the city, based on the state's demographics and partisan bent, John Bel Edwards will certainly have a tough go of it. But it doesn't mean by any stretch of the imagination that he can't win. There's still quite a bit of time between now and the next election. It's time for him to make mistakes and to have successes. And the other big question is who would be the Republican candidate against him? Would it be a strong candidate, somebody who can unite the Republican votes and appeal to independent voters, or would it be a weak candidate who would find that his or her own party base?
When looking at last fall's presidential election, Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton 58-38% in Louisiana, but Hillary Clinton did carry East Baton Rouge Parish by 9 points, and she got 80%, right at 80% of the votes in New Orleans, 81% to be exact. And you note that that was more than she received a higher percentage of vote than she did in New York City.
That's right. She only received 79% in New York City and about 82% in Boston. In New Orleans, it was 81%, which really puts New Orleans as one of the more liberal cities in the country, and ranks New Orleans with the most liberal East Coast cities. So, uh, So the voting patterns in the city of New Orleans are very different than the voting patterns in the rest of the state.
In St. Tammany Parish, which you referenced, Donald Trump won that parish by 51 percentage points. What, what's going on in St. Tammany Parish, Ron Fauché?
Well, it's, you know, it's a conservative Republican parish. The percentage of the votes in St. Tammany Parish of white voters is higher than it is in parishes, obviously, like Orleans or East Baton Rouge or Caddo. And of course, African-American voters in the presidential election voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, while white voters in the state voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. And St. Tammany is, you know, has become a significant parish in statewide elections, because not only is it voting for Republicans by big margins, as you just pointed out, it's now the fourth largest parish in the state in terms of number of voters. So those big margins translate to big votes for Republican candidates.
Coming in a few moments, we're going to hear from Texas A&M professor Jerome Loving. His compelling book is Jack and Norman, but Phil in Jefferson Terrace has been waiting patiently to talk with Ron Fauché. Phil, good morning. You're on the air with Ron Fauché.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to know, what do you have numbers for what Democrats and Republicans agree to or have in common? I know I understand that the environment is something that most people support, and that Social Security as well, things like that.
Are there elements of agreement among the major parties in Louisiana and elsewhere?
Well, there are some. The caller pointed out, issues like Social Security. That could be something where strong majorities of Democrats and Republicans would agree. But you know, for the most part, agreement has really been dwindled. And when you're looking at polls now, whether it's the environment or taxation or the size of government or education or any other host of issues, there are increasingly large differences between the Republican Party base and the Democratic Party base. And we see that all over the country, and we see it in Louisiana as well.
Lastly, a good question sent to talk at talklouisiana.org from Goldie. She asks, how significant is the disenfranchisement of Louisiana's imprisoned population to the high percentage of female voters?
Well, that's an interesting question. And given the fact that the prison population is heavily male, that certainly is a factor in it. The other thing that we find in electorates that have substantial African-American percentages, African-American votes in Louisiana tend to be even more female than the white votes are. So that's true in a lot of other states. So the more voting strength you have of black voters, usually that going with that is an increased number of female votes.
Well, Ron Fauché, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll be calling again soon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.